This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush announced this morning that his longtime chief of staff has resigned.
Andy Card has served me and our country in historic times. On a terrible day when America was attacked, during economic recession and recovery, through storms of unprecedented destructive power, in peace and in war.
President Bush speaking this morning at the White House. At his side were Andy Card and the man who will replace him as chief of staff, Josh Bolten, who now serves as budget director. Joining me to talk about these changes in the president's inner circle is NPR White House correspondent David Greene. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
There have been calls in recent weeks for President Bush to bring in new leadership. Is this the change that people expected?
Well, it's certainly a change. It's interesting. Andy Card plays such an important role in this White House. A lot of Americans may not see him every single day, but he is probably one of the closest, if not the closest person professionally to the president on a day-to-day basis. He shapes his schedule. He decides who the president can and cannot meet with. He helps shape his policy. So this is a very, very significant change. Whether it's a shakeup, not clear. Having a new chief of staff is likely to make this a very different place. There's probably going to be a transitional period of time. Andy Card has been a steady hand for the president and played a huge role, but there are other advisors who have been here a very long time as well, like Dan Bartlett, like Scott McClellan. Dan Bartlett is a counselor to the president who's been with him since his days as governor of Texas. So an enormous shakeup we'll have to see, but certainly a very, very significant change.
Now, Andy Card spoke this morning after the president's announcement. He was standing there next to him. Let's listen to just a bit of what he had to say.
Mr. President, Ecclesiastes reminds us that there are different seasons, and there is a new season. Working in the White House is a tremendous privilege, and it's almost beyond description the great privilege it is to work at the White House. But it is even a greater honor to serve as the president's chief of staff, especially to you, Mr. President.
Now, of course, Andy Card turned in his resignation, which was accepted. But why did he do that just now?
It's been rumored for a long, long time, for several years, that Andy Card might be leaving. And in part, that's because White House chiefs of staff are usually serving about 2 years nowadays because it is such a backbreaking job. There was also some talk of Card going back and running for office in Massachusetts. That speculation sort of died down in the last year or so. But then as the president has gone through these very rough times, his handling of Hurricane Katrina was very criticized. We had the Dubai port deal recently, which made it seem like the administration was just a little off step. There's been speculation has returned that somebody might leave and that it might be Andy Card. Now, Andy Card went to the president, offered his resignation. No one's been closer to Mr. Bush, so we don't know exactly what happened, but you could see Card being the type of person who would decide that if this is the time for a change, let me offer to be part of that change. And as Card was speaking, he clearly had the president's interests in mind already this morning. He spoke of this as turning to a new season in the White House, and that's what this president really needs.
And the newly named chief of staff, Josh Bolten, has worked with the president for a long time. Is Josh Bolten really a fresh face?
No, he's a very familiar face, actually, Renee. Bolten was policy director for Governor Bush and for Dick Cheney when they were running in their first presidential campaign. He was then deputy chief of staff in the White House, so he worked closely with Andy Card and very familiar with the machinations inside the White House and probably what this job will entail. A familiar face, and we'll have to see if that satisfies the people who were calling for a big move.
Now, just briefly, is this it? End of those who are leaving?
Well, that's the big question, and we're going to have to spend the next hours and days and weeks seeing what the reaction is. A lot of Republicans were calling for the president to bring in an old gray beard, an old veteran who could help steady any of the problems that this White House was having. Bolton's probably not that, so the president might have more people in mind.
David, thank you.
Thank you, Renee.
That's NPR White House correspondent David Greene. President Bush's chief of staff, Andrew Card, has resigned. He will be replaced by Josh Bolten, who now serves as director of the Office of Management and Budget.